This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Top of the hour here in Tokyo. It's 9 o'clock local time.
And every night at 9 o'clock, they put down new lines on the batter's box here in Tokyo.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Really?
They are very punctual here in Tokyo. And we're glad you're with us in the morning back in the States. 7 o'clock Eastern time. Hope the traffic's not too bad. You make your morning commute.
Don't spill your coffee.
That's right. Buckle up, wear your seatbelt. And Wendell and the New York Mets and Chicago Cubs better put on the seatbelts as well. Four more innings of baseball tonight in the Tokyo Dome, and then another ball game tomorrow, and then both teams jet back to the good old USA on Friday.
The Cubs are in Japan. So are the Dodgers. They'll play a couple of games. We will air those games for you at 3 a.m. here on The Score. This is a good thing.
Man, that's Chip Carey and Bob Brenly.
I saw some of the old video from Sosa being over there in Japan during that series.
That's pretty cool. 14-hour time difference.
Brazil. I love that Japan brought Sosa back this year.
14-hour time difference for
baseball?
For
you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. 14-hour time difference for Tokyo. I
was thinking about this. I added it up on my world clock.
Tell me.
So that in case we wanted to reach out to Steven Nelson, we can make the ask, and I think it actually works. It's 6:33, so if we say to him, could you do a 7 a.m. hit, he might be able to do that.
So ask him.
I'm going to ask him.
That's your man's.
I'm going to ask him after he's been up a little while longer than this.
Alex Cohen was on with the morning show today, talking about the flight, talking about stuff that's going on. Here's the feeling that I'm having, Lawrence. This is very exciting. It's very cool that Japanese baseball is getting celebrated with two big-time iconic teams, and we'll feel it more when they're actually playing next week. But, like, there's pomp and circumstance and ceremony going on. It feels like there's a global happening that's going on right now, but we are just not a part of it. I'm feeling very disconnected from it. And I'm only getting dribs and drabs of little media things. When I chase it down myself, I don't feel like it's coming to me.
Marquee, I think, is doing a pretty good job. Like, with their social media, I've felt more involved with, like, what they're doing and sending over.
MLB is not.
That's the problem.
MLB is deeply, deeply not doing a good job with this. I feel like the Cubs themselves, their social media, is doing a decent job. They have now shared a couple of things. They shared Seiya Suzuki with the samurai sword taking BP.
Which is wild.
It's amazing. Those can't be real baseballs.
It's got to
be like
samurai sword.
Does that hurt the ball?
It sliced in half. But check it out, Shane. So you can figure out what kind of baseballs they are. I feel like it's like the squeezable.
The rubber ball.
The one that isn't a homer ball right now.
Yeah, the squeezable, like, you know, the rubberized ones. That maybe it's that, but he's definitely slicing each ball as he goes.
He was the greatest samurai in the empire.
Oh, the rest of that clip is just amazing.
Having Seiya Suzuki take BP with a samurai sword the equivalent of having like one of our guys take BP with a hot dog?
You think why? Because of Chicago? The Chicago thing? Like two on the nose?
No, just like American. No, hot dog bat shaped thing, American.
Yeah. It'd be like one of us doing it with a firearm.
Well, Italian beef batting practice, so to speak. You know?
An AK-47.
Yes.
Lawrence. Yeah.
Here's Mike Trout with an AK-47 batting practice.
It's such an American tradition to have mass shootings. Oh God!
I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say, you know, we're a country.
You see, you got to be careful where you lead him, Lawrence.
Yeah, you're right.
Take me right down.
That's
that
on
path.
You, Lawrence.
It is. It's fair.
But like the moment that happened yesterday, which was freaking awesome, was like when they went to break the sake barrel, and it was Shota and Craig Council with these mallets breaking the sake barrel. And it's like a traditional thing you do at the beginning of a trip to have good tidings on the trip. And after they finished doing it, Shota turned and did the Craig Council batting stance
which
with
was
the barrel.
Great.
Super fun.
It's such a cool moment to have. And those are the types of things that I feel like baseball needs to do a better job of sharing. But what's the role that we play in it? You know, like I start thinking about all of that stuff of what's the role that we play in all of this. But
what we're doing is we're inundating our listeners and everybody with Bears news and Bears information because NFL free agency has dominated MLB in terms of the arrival of these teams and the coverage.
I agree, but that's fine for us because we do have multiple purposes that we're supposed to be playing to. We have to play to an audience that wants their Bears coverage. Major League Baseball does not.
Seriously, like the Twitter feed of Major League Baseball right now?
It should be nothing but that.
No, and there's a lot of like random highlights from spring training games.
Which is not great. Like when I went on to MLB.com before the show started, they have a little section in the bottom right that's about the Tokyo series. But it should be you open up that site. And here's more content.
Yeah, they're pumping Spring Breakout as the top news story. And Spring Breakout is a really cool thing, and that's coming up. But it's like the first two stories are Spring Breakout, and then there's some news stories. And then there's like the random features that they have and like random predictive things. And you got to go down for a while until you get to the Japan trip stuff. Spring Breakout does start tonight, so I understand why they're doing that.
I've felt off this entire time, and I know that the idea of starting your season, stopping your season, going back to spring training, then starting your season again is part of the reason why I feel this way. That we're going to have to get up early to kind of watch those games.
And I'm looking forward to that.
I am too. And I like that. I think that the networks have been like, we're going to rerun them too for people that so that you can feel like, you know, you're in a better place to watch the game.
We're going
to
rerun them, by the way. So we're carrying the games live starting at 5 a.m. And then at 6 p.m. later that day after the Spiegel and Holmes show, we're going to give you Pat and Ron and Zach doing the games again.
So that's exciting.
We're pushing for it at 2 o'clock, by the way. behind the scenes. Yeah.
Yeah. Get it on the air. I mean, I actually think there'd be quite a few people who would listen to that.
Yeah. I'll listen at 6 on the way home.
I know. We're going to listen to it. Mm-hmm. But even like it throws everything off, and you want to get excited about it. I am tired of fighting the fight for Major League Baseball, for the sport of baseball, because Major League Baseball seemingly doesn't doesn't care. And I know that's an unfair way to speak about it.
I don't know that it's that they don't care. I know that it's that they're awkward. I know that much. Like I said, MLB is a clunky organization. But a texter suggests that they don't care. A texter suggests that the reality is that MLB doesn't care to bring the Japan games to us. They care only in this instance about bringing MLB to Japan. That they're there to sell themselves to the Japanese market and media and those financial streams.
Great. And I get it.
Maybe you think that's true? Think that has merit?
Yes. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, all of these leagues want to expand internationally. I don't have a problem with that. I do think, though, that you shouldn't just ignore your audience that's here. You shouldn't stop trying to grow the game in the United States mm-hmm. because you are looking to a new market to expand to and have streams on and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
It goes back to the guy who is the commissioner, and maybe this is the bias that I have. I feel like he doesn't care. And by proxy, I then say Major League Baseball doesn't care. Mm-hmm. And I know that each individual franchise, all of the players, they care. And maybe they just don't know. And maybe this will get better as we get closer to it. But it feels like a lost opportunity over the last just 24 hours of Major League Baseball trying to make this bigger than what they're doing right now.
And maybe they could have found some ways. The Cubs Twitter feed is doing what they can. These pictures of the Cubs party that was had, the caption that they just put out is, can confirm that Seiya and Shota throw the best parties. And it's all these... It's these Cubs, it's Seiya and Shota are the kingpins. They're the ones being home. There's Seiya looking very comfortable, raising a glass with a toast.
Well, the kingpin is Shohei, because Shohei had to go out the back door at the airport. There were thousands of people. I saw a quote from a Japanese baseball fan that said, "I don't care if I see him or not. I just wanted to breathe the same air as Shohei Ohtani."
Don't ride that hard, dude. Come on.
Hey, where's that for when the teams come back from Japan? I don't think we're going to see that in L.A. or at O'Hare.
And the one player that's not there, our guy, Tanny and I just got off the phone with Joe Johnson from Obvious Shirts. We have cooked up a masterpiece for Nico's shirt.
Oh, really?
When he didn't get one. Yeah.
Really?
Not going to tell you what it is, but we cooked up a masterpiece for
Is it piped down, little bitch?
No, but it should be.
Is that shirt?
That should be a shirt.
With a picture of Grady Jarrett?
It's orange and blue. Uh-huh.
A great man once said famously, "You'll see the shirt. The shirt's coming soon."
Yeah. Yeah. You'll see the shirt.
Well, yeah. We'll be ready.
All right.
I guess it should be a silhouette of Jordan Love. Silhouette of Jordan Love with piped down, little bitch.
Joe's like, "I could probably sell this." I was like, "Yeah. Here's your money, brother."
We want Joe and Obvious Shirts to make money. Joe, we don't want to just have the shirts to have the shirts.
He should have that thought more often. He sells shirts. That's what they do.
Huh.
My God.
He's good at it.
We'll finish Baseball Hour by having a conversation about who the Cubs might add to their rotation.
Yeah, man. It's a little sketchy.
Reports have been out there. And we'll discuss whether or not it makes sense.
Top of the hour, Mark Grody with great tape and sound from Halas Hall on the Bears' new signings.
With a Bears hit, two words, at 5. Baseball next on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Spiegel guy.
Spiegel guy.